This is IGN.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, Five Nights at Freddy's 2 has been confirmed. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, going back to the days of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, its various creators have struggled with live-action depictions of inherently violent weapons like katanas. Now, Paramount seems to have a solution. Just make a rated R version of the heroes in a half shell. THR reports that Tyler Burton Smith, who has worked on Boy Kills World and Child's Play, among other projects, is working on a script for a live-action adaptation of The Last Ronin, the grim and gritty distant finale for the original IDW comics. First released back in 2020, The Last Ronin features a dystopian world in which all but one of the turtles have perished, drawing inspiration from God of War, among other works. It's written by original creators Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird, who said it was based on an outline from a story in 1987. Next, Square Enix has released a patch for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which finally fixes its bugged Platinum Trophy alongside a handful of other issues. As reported by GamesRadar, the patch notes have so far only been released in Japanese, but make clear Square Enix has addressed the trophy issue, which arrived via a bugged side quest called Can't Stop, Won't Stop. The publisher had already announced a fix for the bug was coming in the next patch, after fans reported the issue upon the release of Update 1.02. The quest requires players beat a high score in the G-Bike minigame, but wouldn't trigger the quest progressing cutscene upon doing so, leaving the complete all quests and side quests trophy, and thus the coveted platinum, unobtainable. Players will need to beat the high score again to progress the quest following the installation of the patch, but once they do so, the quest will progress as intended. The full patch notes are available at IGN.com. And IGN Live, IGN's one-of-a-kind summer fan fest, will take place June 7th through 9th, 2024 in downtown Los Angeles. The event will transform the Magic Box at the Reef into the ultimate destination for pop culture fans and feature a dynamic stage show with developers, publishers, creators, and more across gaming and entertainment. Fans stepping into IGN Live can expect exciting activations and immersive experiences including demos, photo opportunities, exclusive merch, screenings, food trucks, live music, and much more. Plus, each day will feature exclusive reveals, trailers, gameplay, panels, interviews, episodes of IGN shows, and more, live and in person for everyone in attendance. And for the audience at home, we'll be showcasing tons of content across all of IGN's global platforms. Tickets go on sale soon, but starting now, you can enter for a chance to win one of 50 pairs of VIP tickets to IGN Live by entering at IGN Rewards. Stay tuned for more information about what exciting games, movies, shows, and more you can expect this summer at IGN Live. Universal Pictures confirmed at CinemaCon 2024 that Five Nights at Freddy's 2 will be released in theaters in fall 2025. The news was shared by Jim Orr, Universal Pictures' president of domestic theatrical distribution, and while no other details were revealed about the much-anticipated sequel, it does mark the first official announcement that it is on the way. It should come as no surprise that Five Nights at Freddy's 2 is in the works after the original became Blumhouse Productions' most successful movie ever. On a reported budget of around $20 million, Five Nights at Freddy's brought in $78 million in its North American debut and went on to earn $291.4 million worldwide per Box Office Mojo. Blumhouse joined in on the fun of the announcement on X or Twitter, saying, "We are confirming for the first time that there will be a sequel to Five Nights at Freddy's coming fall 2025," in all caps. In our Five Nights at Freddy's review, we said, "This big screen take on the indie horror sensation has too much plot and not enough of the game's primal security cam thrills." For more, check out Five Nights at Freddy's star Matthew Lillard's comments on this sequel and Scream parallels and why Five Nights at Freddy's ending is the perfect twist. You can also see Jim Henson's Creature Shop working on Mangle at IGN.com. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console and subscribe to our weekly podcast through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.